Hello, hello, hello. It is 1 o'clock and you know what time it is. Paranormal Playground Sounds. That's right. This is your host, Mariah Ashley PK, the Boston Medium. Yes, you got me for 2 hours every week. I know you are excited just as much as I am. This is WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, Freeform Radio at Tufts University. Woo-wee! Boy, do we got a show for you today. Gonna be talking about classical music and how it's been healing my ADHD. Yes, yes, that's what's gonna be happening. We have the provided number is 855-915-9636. That is to call in for your free reading. Or if not, if you are uncomfortable with getting a free reading, please call in and talk about your paranormal experience. What's going on with your spiritual life? What's going on with music? Tell me a story, anything that's going on. You want to make wishes, fairy wishes? This is the spirit realm here. We're all having fun. It's the Paranormal Playground Sound where possibilities are endless. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-wee! I'm excited. Are you excited? Yeah! So we got our guided meditation that's going to happen in this first hour. We got a nice angelic healing. We're going to ground. I'm going to play some Rhapsody in Blue, actually, for you. I'm going to by George Gershwin. And we're going to talk about the frequency tones of classical and how they can help with focus. Woo! I'm going to be talking about all the different kind of angelic experiences I've had the past 2 weeks. All these interactions with the spirit realm. I'm going to be talking about how I had all these amazing visitations with my Grammy, who recently passed away. And how her spirit has blessed me so much. Just talking about so many dynamic things that are really going on. I hope everybody had a great weekend and a great Memorial Day. I just wanted to add in, I did the Murph Challenge. The Murph Challenge. Yes, I did. So let me describe what the Murph Challenge is. It is a workout. It's a nationwide workout to honor all of the veterans who have crossed over while in service. And it is 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, and 300 air squats. But before that, you have to run a mile. Then after, you have to run a mile again. Yes, it is intense. It is very, very intense. And I was afraid at first that I was going to die. And it was kind of hot out, but I got it done, got it through. Feel like a brand new person, feel like I can do anything. I highly recommend you guys participate in the Murph Challenge next Memorial Day. I'm so glad to say that I did it and accomplished it to that Memorial Day 2019. So I hope you guys got to stay tuned for the guided meditation. In this 2 hours, I got a lot of good stuff I'm going to play. A lot. I'm really excited about this playlist, as I'm always excited about the playlist. Because it's something new. I have some 80s Beach Boys I want to expose you to. I have some, you know, I got some Buddy Holly going on here. You know, we got some 50s. We got a lot of doo-wop. I wanted a lot of doo-wop. We got some punk. Yes, we got some punk and oi. Loving it, loving it, loving it. We have some jazz, you know, my little mix. Right now, I want you to hear this gospel. Yeah, I'm a big, huge gospel fan. This is Paranormal Playground Sounds. Of course, we're playing gospel here. And so this is by the Heavenly Gospel Singers. Back then in the 1920s, in the 30s, you know, they would be in the category called Jubilee. So I love it. You ever heard that style of singing? It's vocal group harmonies and it's all pure gospel. And it really, you can hear the doo-wop. You can hear all of that stuff going in and playing in and out. You can hear the buildup as the birthing goes on and the beginning stages, and it's gonna, you know, emerge into doo-wop as the gospel kind of progresses and how a gospel had progressed. You know, I'd love to talk about that later on about gospel music. And so this is the Heavenly Gospel Singers, and this is called Up Above My Head, and tune in right now. Let's get high.
Up above my head.
Up above my head.
I hear music in the air.
I hear music in the air.
Up above my head.
Up above my head.
Lord, I hear music in the air.
I hear music in the air.
Up above my head.
Up above my head.
Lord, I hear music in the air.
I hear music in the air.
Oh, I really do believe.
I really do believe. There's a heaven somewhere. Heaven somewhere.
Up above my head. Lord, I hear music in the air.
Up above my head.
Up above my head. Lord, I hear music in the air.
Up above my head.
Up above my head.
Music in the air.
Lord, I hear music in the air.
Up above my head.
I really do believe.
I say, I really do believe. There's a heaven somewhere. Heaven somewhere. I'm shouting, Lord, 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 keep my head. Somewhere.
Up above my head. Lord, I hear music in the air.
Up above my head.
Lord, I hear music in the air.
Up above my head.
Music in the air. Lord, I hear music in the air.
I really do believe.
I say, I really do believe.
Listen to me. say, our hearts can be nearer each day. Hold me, darling, listen closely to me.
Hello. Okay. About that. Just kidding. We will get back to the Fat Boys after this break. But let's go to the guided meditation. Sorry about that. technical difficulties. But for right now, let's get into some soothing healing vibes right now. Does that sound good? Ooh, that feels really good. Woo! Okay. I'm gonna start a live video. Okay. It's all playful here. See, good vibes, good vibes, good vibes, good vibes. Okay, so right now, we're gonna take a nice deep breath in, and release. We're gonna take a nice deep breath in, exhale, and release. The vibrations surrounding you right now in this moment. Feel the love of spirit right now as we are here and we are grounded right here on the earth plane. Feel the love of spirit as we are all joined together in beautiful intention and beautiful love. Let the light come in and let ourselves be opened. Let the light surround us right now as we are in the deep motion of being okay. And all is well and all is good. Breathe, inhale. Let the light surround you right now in this moment. Picture roots coming from your feet all the way down to the center and the core of the earth and tying tight. Picture yourself as light as a feather, welcoming all your angels in and welcoming yourself to be open to receiving the healing good of the universe. Let yourself be open to this magical space and this magical knowing. Let the love surround you in this inner being. Picture all the light that comes from you extending into the universe and extending out from our planet Earth, shining bright, revealing this beautiful, beautiful, gorgeous phenomenon of magic that you are. Feel the intensity of your vibration right now and how it feels to be free, how it feels to be loved, and how it feels to just be present. Just be. Take a nice inhale and exhale. as you're inhaling and exhaling, think of the one thing that makes you happy. Happier than anything else in this world. Think of this. Think of anything that makes you happy right now. Hold it in your heart. And hold this into your heart and visualize this until you can feel it being present and real. We're gonna take a moment to take that one thing that makes us happy, that makes us feel so loved, and hold it into our hearts. Hold it close to us until we feel that it is here right next to us. Take a moment. Breathe in. And exhale. Have the feeling tone of it being present now, that one thing that you love, is it a feeling tone that you have in your heart? When you have that, understand what you have done has made it a reality. The brain cannot distinguish between what is not real and what is unreal to you. The brain reacts to what you are believing that is real. So understand right now in this reality, you are bringing in what is real, and you are remembering by understanding and visualizing what you love and visualizing what makes you happy is exactly what you need, is exactly what's going to heal and set you free, and it's going to accumulate. And it's going to attract more things, and it's going to bring more things to you, and it's going to make you happy, and it is going to heal you. Take a nice deep breath in. Now, as we come back, we are coming back to center. We are coming back to planet Earth. We are coming back to this moment to ground and heal. Understand right now that what you have done is just did a practice of visualization. This is a practice not just to visualize the things that you want, but to visualize how you can heal. You can heal yourself. Yes, you can. Feel that love and the angelic forces that are around you. Bring the angels to you right now. And when you're done, open up your eyes and give a nice big smile. I hope you all received all that you needed from that beautiful, beautiful guided meditation. And so in the second part, I'm going to put on some Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin. I know Facebook Live, you can't hear this because I don't have the plug-in for the audio for the live feed, but basically I just wanted to explain and explain what I was talking about with healing my ADHD with classical music right now. There we go. There goes the George Gershwin. So basically I had this experience where, you know, I was in a cafe and I had some work to do, and I heard that just this beautiful, magnificent classical music playing. And all of a sudden, I was just like in the zone of focusing, because classical music has certain frequencies in it that hold a space for you to be able to get to a high vibration. So classical music is actually very, very spiritual, and it touches on those spiritual tones inside your body and reacts naturally to that. So since then, Since it was a couple of weeks ago, I have been listening to classical. I've been in this very focused mode. I have been reading more and more of my favorite books. Reading is one of my favorite things to do, but I had so many excuses, like I can't find the time. I don't know, you know, it's just, I can't focus, you know, only when I was on ADD medication, I could focus this much and read all these books at once, which is not real. So I'm reading all throughout the day now. I'm studying, I'm nailing my projects more. I'm getting them done faster, and I'm getting my personal projects done quicker. And it's really just a matter of exposing. Oh, thanks. Exposing yourself to, well, I don't know, you know, I'm talking about my experience. Well, exposing myself to classical and classical music. So that's basically what my experience is. And it was crazy that I just had that one time. So it's not like I've been listening to classical for the past couple of weeks. It was that one time and it opened up. But it's like, imagine what it can do if I still exposed myself to the classical. So right now, you know, I know you can't hear it on the Facebook Live, but on the radio right now, you will be able to, yeah, I got that like turned up, the Rhapsody in Blue. Basically, if you click on the link, the WMFO link, you'll be hearing the rest of basically the George Gershwin. And why I'm playing Rhapsody in Blue, thank you. I really appreciate it. Really, really appreciate the support right now. It's awesome. So while I'm playing the Rhapsody in Blue, this is actually the first song that I had a controlled conscious astral projection to. So there is a lot of magic that goes on in classical, and we should really utilize it more because it has a lot of healing qualities that it can offer you. And for me, it's really been helping. My ADHD, I have so much ADHD. My mind is always on the place. So, the link is WMFO.org. Or if you're listening in Medford, it's 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts University. So if you go on my Facebook page, the link is there. You just click on the link and it's there. I'm going to be playing, thank you. I'm going to be playing this. We're going to be here for 2 hours. I'm going to be, you know, just talking about all these magical experiences. So if you're someone, you know, you think you can help and benefit from focusing and you need help and you might be struggling with focusing, I highly, highly recommend that you sit down and do whatever it is that you need to do to some classical music, because it will open those portals. It truly, truly will. So thank you so much for listening to my rant on on my healing frequencies and healing tone. So like I said, the line is open if you guys are interested and calling in. I know we won't be able to hear it on the Facebook Live, but it will be on the station. And everyone on FM, everyone listening to FM, and everyone listening to the live stream will be able to hear the live reading. So call in. The number is right there. It's 855-915-9636. Call in. Okay, I will do that. Call in in a minute. You can call in this station. Even if you're just following, you can call in on the station and you can receive a live reading. Or if you just want to talk about your paranormal experiences and you want to talk about your music, what you're doing, your spirituality, go for it. We're here for 2 hours, okay? I invite you. So please stay tuned for the next 2 hours. We got a lot more awesome stuff. So here, please enjoy the Rhapsody in Blue with George Gershwin. Thank you.
in the 1400s got you down.
Yeah, there's no such thing as Duncan yet.
That's because we haven't found a new land and opened the first Duncan.
Fueled everyone with delicious coffee, both hot and iced, and invented the mother of all snacks, munchkins.
What are munchkins?
They're donut holes.
What are donuts?
The part that goes around the munchkins.
America's coffee from the beginning. America runs on Duncan.
Hello, hello, hello. You know what time it is? Yeah, it's your favorite time. PSA time. I hope you're enjoying that little bit of Rhapsody and Blue in that snippet of classical. Classical. So classic. Let's see what we have here for our PSA. How exciting, how exciting. Okay, numbers to think about. American alcohol consumption. Here we go. Drum roll. Just 10% of adult populations drink more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States, while 30% of American adults don't drink at all. And another 30% average less than one drink per week. The top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week. More than 10 drinks a day. So numbers to think about. Public service message from WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio. Radio. Were you feeling it? Were you feeling were you feeling the focus tones? I was. Man, I felt like I was, that's better than Ritalin or Adderall, right? Man, look at how fast that music was. Yeah, that's like crack in itself. No, I'm just kidding. Woo-hoo! Okay, just kidding. Okay, omit the crack talk, okay? So... yes, we got to. I would definitely have just went on and on and on and on with that. But unfortunately, you know, it was about like, that's about like 20 minutes long, that whole snippet of Rhapsody in Blue and George Gershwin. So basically, why I picked George Gershwin is because it's so dynamic. He's the one who influenced Brian Wilson. So him and his influence with Brian Wilson, it's no wonder, you know, Brian and him have the same kind of very genius-like quality. Gershwin mixed, you know, it was like almost like this symphony orchestra classical with jazz. And it was just it was phenomenal, in my opinion, in my own personal opinion of music. I think George Gershwin is absolutely phenomenal, and definitely dig him up and look him up if you don't know much about him. And so that goes right into it, where I'm going to be playing some Beach Boys. I'm going to be playing some unfamiliar Beach Boys, actually, so you guys can get more into expanding your consciousness of your Beach Boy catalog. You know, expand your consciousness of your, you know, your Beach Boy intake and be like, oh, there's more things like this. I really wanted you to really, I was playing Fat Boys earlier and that got interrupted. That's the remix. It's a hip hop remix of the Beach Boys. So I want to go back to that and I want to get more into awesome music. So here we go. Here's the Beach Boys this is the Fat Boys featuring the Beach Boys. Wipeout.
Bye.
Hello and welcome back. Welcome back to Paranormal Playground Sounds. And guess what we have? We have our first caller. Woohoo! Let's get him on the line right now. Hello?
Hello.
Hi! Oh, I'm so excited. How are you? Good, good. Why don't you tell everybody tuning in what your name is?
Hi.
Hello, Kai. Hi. So, yes, you've gotten medium readings before. You've called in. Is that correct?
Yes.
So can you tell us a little? Just tell the audience just a little, not too much, but you know. A little bit about yourself that won't involve through any reading where I would become biased to it.
about what?
About yourself, just something very short.
About me? Okay. I'm 25, and I'm a writer, artist, musician, and medium.
Nice. Yeah. We love it. We love here on Paranormal Playground Sounds when other mediums call in. What a blessing. Okay. Actually, so Kai has actually called into the Boston Medium before. She's actually a regular caller, and we love her very dearly on our shows. So here we go. We're going to spend this hour with Kai. I'm not the whole hour, but saying this. we're going to spend the... a little bit of time giving live reading. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. I don't want you to get pissed off at me. What would you like to be called by?
Oh, sorry. I'm a trans man.
So okay.
Out, please.
No. I'm so, yeah, I know that could be annoying. Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Awesome. Okay. So, let's open up to spirit right now. So I invite anybody who wants to come in for Kai. And again, if you do not recognize this person, please do, like, don't get discouraged. It is about the message. Let's see who comes in right now for Kai. Okay, immediately, interesting. Okay, immediately I have someone who steps forward with red hair. I have really bright red hair. I'm seeing a lot of just the one thing that sticks out is this person has red hair. And this person was very much like you in a way where they were very in touch with both masculine and feminine. So both, they definitely had describe themselves as both is what I'm feeling. I'm feeling there somebody who's just really close. Whoever this is really, really similar towards everything and everything that you're going through right now. Whoever this spirit is, has gone through what you went through right now in this time. Now, as I'm seeing this person is very lean and very skinny. I'm seeing taller. I'm seeing skinny. I am seeing born. Male though, I am seeing a born male. As I'm seeing him, I'm seeing blue eyes. I'm seeing very sharp blue eyes, lots of freckles. And like I said, a lot of red hair. I'm seeing a shovel. It's showing I don't know why he's showing me a shovel, but I'm seeing a shovel in sand. So I don't know if he lived near the beach or if that's where his location was, but there's something about a significance about playing in the sand, making stuff in the sand castles, or something going on with a shovel and sand and seashells. So there's something going on where he's showing me tools for the sand, because that he's showing me that's a lot of part of his spiritual experience was being in the sand and being at the beach, and being there really helped him. It helped calm him down. It helped him to feel relaxed. He struggled, whoever this person struggled with, a lot of anxiety. So they're showing me that he would heal by going to the water and being at the sand and being in the sunny areas and being kind of and he liked being alone. He liked his alone time. He liked being connected with things that were pure. He liked being connected with the nature and just being connected with things that were very spiritual and non-material. Let me see what else is he showing me. Again, I am seeing like the beach, the lawn, the beach chairs. I see a beach house. I don't know if he had a beach house or if he like I'm seeing like Cape Cod too, and I am seeing other beaches. Like I'm seeing different states, but wherever there's like this beach that lived inside of him, is the first thing that he is showing me. Another thing is I'm seeing a lot of plaid around him. There's something with plaid. I think it's possible he liked Nirvana as well because he keeps showing me plaid. Oh, it is. Who is this?
This is one of my spirit guys.
Oh, okay.
Someone who passed away before I was born.
Oh.
Yeah. So, her name is Diana.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Okay. Wow. That's amazing. Okay. Nice. Nice. Okay. Wow, this is amazing. I love it. I love it. I love the vibrations and the energy right now. Okay. So let's see the message that she's bringing in right now for you. Okay, I'm seeing a piano, and I'm seeing singing and a piano, and I'm seeing music, and I'm seeing writing music with an instrument. I'm seeing all this right now. I'm seeing off time. I'm seeing your off time. She's saying something about structuring your off time more, like more. Like, because she's saying now that, you know, you work, you need to make sure that you still are having time to do the things that you like to do. You still need to be doing the things that bring you joy. And the one thing that she brought with me was like a straight up. It was weird that I saw a stand up bass and I saw like a cello, which is, I don't know if that means literally like to play that, but that was just, it was a lot of the old, it was old instruments. And so they're bringing back to songwriting and instrument playing. Now, they're bringing this up right now, and she's bringing this up and wanting you to structure your creativity more and times when you're doing it and making a schedule for it, because now that you are working, there's what the spirit guide is bringing in right now is that now that you have that working, it's actually helping you to become more structured and more focused. So now that you have that focus, kind of utilize that focus to have like, okay, before I go to work, I'm going to do an hour of meditating, an hour of drawing, an hour of songwriting. Or when I come home from work, I'm going to do a hour of, you know, whatever it is I do, workout, whatever it is. It's like really needing you to structure things that bring you joy. And she's saying this is just really important for you right now, just so you don't lose your momentum, because you have other things coming in. This isn't permanent. She's saying this job you have is not permanent. It's temporary. You have something else that's going to come in that's going to suit you more. But you need, in order to bring that in faster, is that you need to align more with you in order to make that happen. Because yes, this is good. They're saying yes, it is a good job, but You know in your heart that you do want to move on eventually. And the way to do that is to consistently make sure that you are utilizing the momentum that you were given. Is all of this making sense? Okay. Yes. Oh, wow. Wow. Oh my God. Yes. Oh wow. Oh. Wow. That, oh my God, and that's why she brought him in, because it's to show you, because you resonate so much with him, that's to show you the alignment of how much you guys are alike and how it can happen and it can work. So can I just ask, what was this job again that was you were saying you would like to participate in? Oh, okay. And you were saying this was near where you're at now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't make as much money.
Oh, okay.
But it would be much better for me.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So. Okay. So, yeah, this is all relevant, and basically it has to do with you don't have to don't worry too much, like be present right now, be where you're at right now. It's okay. It's for a reason. It's temporary. Go with the flow of the motion. The other thing, it's coming, but in order to kind of make it flow more as opposed to things dragging on, is what they're saying, is do these things A, B, and C. And who knows, you may get something even better than that. So yeah, so really start prioritizing, because they're saying this job is a blessing, not only financially, but mentally. And so this is giving you the momentum and the focus. You're in that energy right now, because like they're saying something like, if you just go to work and you come home and you sleep, like it's going to be like, we understand you're tired, but like at least take at least like about like 20, 30, even 10 minutes. It doesn't matter how long. Just take as much as you can. Something, just take something to give yourself that time. And that's how much of a difference it's going to make, because it's going to accumulate and it's going to become bigger.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Yes. Yes.
30, 20 minutes.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. And they're saying keep that, because this is the thing. That's why they're coming in to tell you this, because you are on the right track. You are doing what you're supposed to be doing, but they want to make sure that you're continuously doing that and you're keeping it and you don't let it go, because if you're letting it go, you're allowing the alignment to kind of fade away from you. The alignment is here. So continue. Yes. This is awesome. I'm really excited for you. Wow. Okay, well, I leave you the love and blessings of spirit. Thank you so much for calling in. This was so wonderful. This was exciting. Yay! Loved having you on. I wish you so much luck with everything you're doing. Yes. Yes, and I'm sure I will talk to you soon. All right. Have a beautiful rest. Yeah, no problem. Have a beautiful rest of the day. Yes. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hello. Welcome back. Whew, welcome back to WMFO here, Paranormal Playground Sounds. Right here. Whew. Technical difficulties. Hello, and we are back at WMFO. We had some technical difficulties. We had a magnificent, beautiful reading on air, and unfortunately, it didn't come through. You know, everything for a reason. It's okay. It's really okay, everything. You know, I just got a call in that it wasn't coming in. So I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry about that. I'm new at this, and